You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today on Focus on Campus are Katie Harding and Myron Nadell. They're here from the Department of Theater and Dance, and they're here to talk about a special event called Carnaval de Danzas. Katie and Myron, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Let's start off, first of all, with the Theater and Dance Department, and I know that both of you are part of that. You are a choreographer, Myron, and Katie is also a dancer and a writer. And I wanted to, before we start and talk about Carnaval de Danzas, get a little bit about your background, your experience, and what you were telling us, Myron, that you actually danced on the radio when you were younger.
Well, that was a kid's show. I started out when I was like 5.5 years old dancing. But I've had a lot of experiences since then. So many of those experiences have been at universities. And I've been teaching at universities now for, oh boy, about 52, 53 years. So, but this has been probably my favorite teaching assignment at UTEP.
It was so prevalent back then. You saw a lot of great dancers that you and I were discussing a little bit, and people still see them on television. But how did you get interested in dancing, and tap dancing in particular?
I stopped tap dancing when I started ballet when I was 14, and then I have done some concert work in tap. However, how did I get interested? My mother was on radio in Philadelphia. She had a show once a week. She played the ukulele. My father's sister was in opera. So it was a natural for me when my mother was told I was shy, take him to dancing school. So I went, and I liked it from the first day, and that's how I got started.
And on radio, as we were discussing before, it doesn't matter because if you're shy, because I guess that kind of takes away the shyness because there aren't bright lights, TV cameras on you, but still people are watching.
Yeah. Well, I performed ever since I was like 7 years old, and now I'm a little bit older than that. I've taught at quite a few universities, and I was a graduate of the Juilliard School in New York. I had wonderful experiences in New York in the field, meeting lots and lots of great people. In fact, people who are called pioneers today.
And we'll get back and talk to Myron a little bit more, but Katie Harding is also joining us here. And Katie, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about your background.
Well, I am in my junior year here at UTEP, and I am a double major in communication studies and dance. Originally, I wasn't a dance major, but I've been dancing since I was little as well, probably like 3 or 4 years old. And I wanted to drop it after high school. I wasn't really interested in continuing it, but after a semester of not dancing, I realized how much I missed it. So I became a dance major, and I haven't regretted that decision because I've learned so much more about dance. Being a dance major is a lot more than just dancing. There's a lot of studying dance, dance history, and learning about your body and the anatomy of it. I found that aspect of being a dance major very fascinating and very interesting to me. So I've had a whole different perspective of the dance world since I joined here at UTEP, and especially since I've taken classes with Myron. But yeah, I've been dancing since I was little as well, and I've had more of a jazz and contemporary approach to it. I was at a studio for most of my life, and then when I went to high school, I was on a team, and now I'm here.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm not sure if today's millennials go to dances or they dance at parties, but it used to be before that dancing was a big deal, and someone would ask you, well, do you dance? And people would say, well, not really, or I don't know how to dance, but there are just a variety of dances. There's improv, and if you all wouldn't mind sharing with us, okay, what does it mean when somebody knows how to dance?
Well, I'd like to give you an answer, but I'm not sure what it means either. I do know that the field that I'm in has to do with dance as an art form. And I consider myself, and of course our program too, that is what we're educating people for, to be able to create dance and to do dance and to teach dance as an art form, not as recreation. And that to me is the big difference. I'm not against recreation, but that's not what we do any more than the art department. You know, it's not dance for a hobby or just social dance. Mm-hmm. So it really is an art form. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the difference.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this upcoming show, Carnaval de Danzas. Tell us about the show, a little bit about it, and also understand that you all did the choreographing for it and also some of the writing that Katie did as well.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you mind sharing with us a little bit about this event?
So the section of the performance that we worked on is a section called Sweet New Orleans, The Feeling of Jazz, which focuses on dances about different aspects of New Orleans, the culture, the history, things like that. last, I think, spring semester, Myron came to me and mentioned to me that he was thinking about doing the show and wanted to know if I'd be willing to help. He has sort of almost a musical theater approach to part of the show. We have one narrator for the entirety of the second act of the show, and basically I helped write his lines and some of the staging for him and basically figured out how can we present these ideas and what can he say in a way that's entertaining to the audience but also informative. You know, we're not giving a lecture, but we're still doing a performance.
In fact, on the second part of the show, which is Sweet New Orleans, the subtitle is An Entertainment. And we're not even sure exactly what it is. Is it a mini musical? It's an entertainment. It's certainly not a lecture, but it's a long monologue with many, many dances. And even we ask the audience to sing. It's an entertainment, which is quite unusual for a dance concert. So it might even be avant-garde, but not really. It just puts things together in a very, hopefully, entertaining way. And our narrator is Anthony Michael Stokes, who's our guest artist, and he was a graduate of our program, a graduate also of the music theater program here, and he went off to New York. He's an equity actor, which means a union actor. He has had plenty of professional experience, and he's back here for a year or two. And we're very lucky to have him as the glue of the work. It helps hold it together and helps it make it very entertaining. He becomes a character, Baron Samdi, who's the Loa of the dead in Haiti. And so he plays that character who holds the whole show together. And it's not a lecture about jazz, but it's imparting the feeling of jazz over time to the audience.
So why don't you share with us a little bit about that? Because you just mentioned about jazz and monologue, and Katie mentioned that she had written something, and Mr. Stokes is going to be reading that. Some people might wonder, okay, so how do you narrate dance?
Well, as Myron said, Anthony's character, he's playing this deity of the dead in the voodoo practice. And he sort of introduces the dances and he's connecting the dances. We have a variety of things like the opening sequence is mostly about Mardi Gras, and then we go into some about the native people of the land, and then there's a number about the cultures of New Orleans, such as the Creoles, the Cajuns, the Spanish, the French, you know. There's a big mix of people who are there, and so he basically is explaining kind of why these dances are here and why it relates to New Orleans and why it's important and how the history and the cultures and all that have blended into this unique mix that is the culture of New Orleans now.
And we're trying to give the audience the feeling of jazz, not a lecture on it, maybe an inkling of the history of it, but really the feeling of it. And it kind of starts out with Anthony playing Baron Samdi, scatting, and he finds somebody in the audience and they don't feel jazz. And he points up on the psych, and who do you think is there? Louis Armstrong, who else? Who said, I'm making a quote and that we use in this show, if you got to ask what is jazz, you're never going to know. And so that's what the thing is about. How do we project to the audience that feeling of jazz, those heartfelt rhythms? And that's what we try to do in the piece. And we try to involve the audience as well.
As far as the choreography, tell us a little bit about that, Myron. What did you decide to focus on? What are the specific moves? Because sometimes jazz can be very improvisational. You know, you just
absolutely
go off, and then so is dance the same way?
Well, it could be. It could be. But no, this is not really improvisational. I think the look of it maybe is a little bit more like music theater. Definitely not improvisational. The important thing there is that the rhythms of jazz, because we're not trying to teach about jazz, we're trying to do it. And we picked music. Some music was Dixieland, some music was ragtime. Remember, it's abstract. It's not a lecture, but it's an abstraction of that. And there are two choreographers. I'm one of them, but Leanne Rinelli, one of our faculty members, is doing, three or four of the works in the piece, and she is kind of starring in a cameo role in the Funky Butt Cafe as a taxi dancer. And so there's all kinds of elements of jazz that we picked out and chose that we would abstract somehow, and Anthony, Baron Samdi, would glue it all together, hopefully in an entertainment. I hope we're not just saying it's an entertainment, but yeah.
And it's also, from what you're saying, not just entertainment, but also educational, because they're learning about the different styles and dances. And when you were talking about your writing, Katie, I imagine that you had to do quite a bit of research to find out about this.
Yes, I did a lot of research to make sure that I was being accurate and that we were covering the important aspects, especially about Baron Samedi and the character of Baron Samedi. I wanted to make sure that I was representing the practice of the voodoo religion well, basically, and I was representing the deity well in the character that Anthony is playing. There's also a history about Louis Armstrong and quotes from him, and then of course, the history of New Orleans a little bit. There's a vaudeville section as well. We want to make sure that we're representing all of these things as accurately as possible and in a way that also isn't, like we said, boring and like a lecture and anything like that. So it's mostly supposed to be visual representation through the dance of these things.
And just the fact the title Carnaval, which means carnival, implies already that, hey, this is going to be fun. We're going to have different rides, excitement here.
We hope so.
You can just step up.
Yeah. We would like it to be fun.
I mean, there's a whole concert. There's a first half of the concert, too. And two choreographers have done works. And actually, a student worked as well.
There's two student works.
That's right, two student works.
Well.
So there's a ballet variation, a duet with two men that a student choreographed. There's a very fine dance about feminism, actually, in the 21st century by Leanne Ranelli. And then Lisa Smith, the head of the dance program, has done a piece of choreography called Danzas, right?
Danzon.
And it's basically looking at Mexican dance. Not official Mexican dance, but again, an abstraction of it. So the first half is more like a dance concert, and ours is probably more like a mini musical.
And you mentioned that for people who may wonder about time, it's a couple hours at least that they can expect to be in the theater?
With intermission, about 2 hours, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about the music and the musicians? Is it a...
It's all on tape. I mean, it's all,
okay.
It's recorded.
Yeah, it's all recorded, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people who claim, well, you know, I don't know much about dancing, I don't know much about jazz, you know, listening to the Louis Armstrong quote, but as you all mentioned, this is going to be entertainment, but also educational so that they can learn about this. And perhaps, you know, a lot of times we've gone somewhere, we watch a movie, we hear a song, and all of a sudden it piques our interest. So we go out and purchase the album, as we were talking before, or something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is important, too, for this concert. The subtitle is The Feeling of Jazz, and a big part of the culture of New Orleans stemmed from the culture surrounding jazz music and the dancing surrounding it. And jazz had such a great influence on the way that things kind of operate there and the way people behave and the way that they, you know, find their entertainment. And I think it's an important thing to recognize that how music can affect one's own culture and the way we live and everything like that as well.
We've also had some really good advice from Michael Williams, who is the director of the African American Studies here, because, of course, the contributions of the black peoples in New Orleans is crucial to jazz. It was very good to talk to him and get some advice about what would be important.
If you wouldn't mind sharing with us the times and dates that this is going to be happening.
Yes. So we open February 10th and we'll be open through February 19th and have shows Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And if people
and
want
two matinees,
additional information, who should they call or is there a website?
Well, you can contact the box office. The number for them is 747-5118, and you can get your tickets through them. That's at the Wise Family Theater on the second floor of Fox Fine Arts.
Well, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
We've been visiting with Katie Harding and Myron Nadell, and they're here. They were discussing Carnaval de Danzas. If you need additional information, you can call 747-5118. That's 747-5118, and the performance kicks off tonight. That's the first one. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Kim Garcia. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.